Phone Boy Speaks, episode 462, Lies, Damn Lies, and Market Share Data.
Discussions about market share I tend to find kind of bogative. And I relate it to my experience with next generation firewalls and such, which is, of course, the business I'm in dealing with. And I talk with a lot of Checkpoint customers. Of course, they have some of our stuff. Otherwise, it wouldn't be Checkpoint customers. But, of course, they're customers of, some of our competitors. And at different places in their network, they may have different things. And, they've bought this stuff at different points in time. And so it's I'm not saying that they're, the numbers aren't completely inaccurate, but they can be somewhat questionable. You have to kind of figure out what that market share number means, and all you hear from the news is the headlines, right? As to, it's this much percentage, but it's not really a zero sum game, right? A lot of these companies, will use products well beyond their end of life period of time. I mean, I know some Checkpoint customers that have that in different parts of their network, they're running stuff that we stopped supporting years ago, but it's a pain to actually go through the process of pulling that stuff out. And again, this is true with every vendor in the space. And so anyway, when we get into the discussion about mobile phones and market share numbers, I also, the other thing that sort of comes up is, people always say get upset when an Android app doesn't come out first, and it's usually launched on iOS, and sometimes it's better and sometimes it's the same, and I don't know, there's people get upset about that because it's like, well, there's more Android users. Well, guess what? iOS users spend more money, and that's why that, so it's in the value of that market share matters as well, right? And so developing for platform X, if it, even if it's a smaller quote unquote market share, if it has the potential to make more money, that's what they're going to develop against first. And so this is, that, and I think it's from what I hear from developers, it's, most likely easier to develop for iOS, or, there's more tools available or whatever. And there's also less, you have to worry about less device types, whereas with Android, you have, potentially be dealing with lots of different device types. Openness has its price, I guess. But anyway, this is a roundabout discussion about, as I say, about market share. And there was an article in the Register about Windows Phone market share and how it's in the U.S. it's a steady 3.2%, and it's now third place in the U.S. because BlackBerry has slipped down to 3.1%. So yay Windows Phone. And look, there's nothing wrong with Windows Phone per se, and it's actually doing better in other markets. It's got it's low double digit market share in a few European countries, and I think part of that has to do with the fact that in a lot of those places, pay as you go is definitely the winner, and actually the phone that does the best, of all the Windows phones, it's the Lumia 520, and the Lumia 520 is here in the U.S. that you can get it for under $100, on a pre paid plan. That's a little bit subsidized. I think the unsubsidized cost is, probably around, 100 to 150, convert to local currency. And that's what you get. And so in those markets, it's an acceptable smartphone for people that aren't necessarily, that don't need every single feature. And yes, it's, Windows phones lagging behind in some cases, and we'll, obviously Microsoft has to evolve that ecosystem. And as they, as they finish acquiring Nokia's devices and services business, then, there you go. I'm sure that will improve, and, there you go. But, so the market share numbers are just kind of silly. And, and you have to read into the numbers and figure out what does the market share mean and how do they measure it? And, and then you have to come to your own conclusion about whether that's accurate or not. But, and what's the value of that, that market share too, right? Because as I say, the Apple people tend to spend more money than folks on Android. That seems to be the general trend. And I'm sure that I'm sure somebody would come and tell me that I'm wrong. But anyway, that's the reality, is that's why, one of the reasons that why iOS, things get developed for iOS first. It's easier, right? Because you only have to deal with a couple of different device types, whereas with Android you have, multiple. But, as I say, it's the whole discussion around, around market share is pretty bogative, and I don't care what industry it is. It's not necessarily a zero-sum game. And, you get some vague idea, and that vague idea is still generally correct. As I say, in the next generation firewall space, the top three or four vendors are all, I don't think any of them have more than 20%. And so it's a very competitive market. And the market share numbers bear that out. There are other ways to measure the market share and how much money is being made and stuff. And so, there's lots of ways. It's like they used to say, right? Lies, damn lies, and statistics. Well, I guess the phrase is lies, damn lies, and market share numbers. That's what it seems like to me anyway.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.